scared of fucking COVID then.
Yeah, I'm done with this COVID shit. It's fucking annoying. All right, I'm going to start this intro right now.
Two, one, two.
This is the Super Ugly Show.
We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And expect nothing more.
True savages of podcasting game. It's Super Ugly Show.
Woo! How are you?
Yo,
what'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie, not you, asshole.
Right, asshole. You like all this stuff? You got a picture?
You're
fucking damn right. I got that, I got
camp cooking. You're an animal. You're an animal.
You like that, right? How dope is that? First draft script, Soprano, signed by Christopher.
Fuck you guys. A lot of people don't like that's the part of the show.
No, it was the thing. You got
the
website.
No!
I think it's all joke.
That's
a big piece right there. It's a big piece.
How valuable is human life, really?
We'll talk about it.
Fucking Rocky.
I opened that. Wow, this is and we didn't make a big deal about it, huh?
Yes!
Yeah. 50.
Just sing the episode. I gave up on your call. I did. Fuck. I did. Fuck.
Just sing the
What up, everybody? Episode 250. Just realizing that now. Probably would have made a little bit of a bigger deal, but fuck it. Yeah. We'll wait for 300, right?
Yeah. We're almost there. We're halfway there.
Worst. Last show of the new year. Oh, I got to give you something upstairs. The boss sent a little Christmas bonus.
All right, nice.
You know, so, you know, no popcorn tins for the brand, unlike some fucking scumbag multi-hundred millionaire radio host that John still supports.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? You don't believe fires a guy because he wants to take a few months off because his fucking wife's dying of cancer. Fires the guy.
Who's this?
Stern. You know the bonus that he got fucking Stuttering John? The main players of the show, a popcorn tin. You know the popcorn tins with three different popcorns?
Yeah, 30 years ago? Guys have been on the show in 20 years.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
You got everybody the same gift. Make it easy.
No, that's not it. That's bullshit. You're making $100 fucking million a year and you get your staff popcorn tins?
That is kind of fucked up.
How's he doing now?
He's doing. He's doing great. Who are you talking about, Stern?
Stern John.
No, but I'm saying if you work for him and he's pulling in that much money, I mean,
yeah. But he even says on there for years that he's awkward with gifts.
So what? That doesn't make it okay.
That's why he doesn't. I don't even. I haven't listened in a while.
That doesn't make it okay.
What's up, guys?
What about the parties that he has for those fucking people?
He doesn't have parties for that. It's his party. It's a Stern Show party. It's his party.
How is everybody out there? Everybody have a good Christmas or what?
Who got you something? What'd you call?
What?
Who got you a gift?
The boss.
Who's the boss?
I bought myself a gift.
Who's the boss of the brand, John?
Well, if John...
Wait, where's mine?
Where's mine?
But as soon as you're a full-time player, you'll get something.
Full-time.
All right?
What respect I get. I come to the show, I'm on the show, and they put me in a fucking back.
Word.
Nobody
puts Johnny in the corner.
You get in the corner, or one of you get in the corner.
Yeah, he's upset.
Why? Because you were in the corner?
He got stuffed in the corner like baby.
First of all, we're the primetime players of the show, John. We're front and center. That's how it works.
Yeah. The six viewers on the show.
I don't care what the viewers are. I don't care what the... Who's here every... All 250 episodes.
We're going to move the show, too. We're going to move it.
Not even this guy can say.
We're going to go to Sam Richards. You're going to go over there, and we're going to...
Not even he can say he's here for all 250.
You live here.
I'm here. It's not my fault the studio's in my house. But I'm here every single time. Whether he's here, whether you're here, whether no one else is here, I'm still here.
You go downstairs in my basement.
Yes, and I make sure that the brand is still up and running. The Super Ugly brand is always on Tuesday night. I'm here doing it.
You always need that.
What? Because I'm the fucking one doing it. I need it. Fuck you.
When you do the show,
When you give all these props out, you only give props to yourself, though.
I just said you're the prime time player. Did I not fuck face?
Move the show.
Did I not just say you've missed about 10 episodes. I've missed one.
Move the show and then, like, you know, then see how far you want to just
go. Right? And when he's not here, I sit here by myself or my wife comes down and helps me out.
You got a hard on over this shit. That's
no,
hard.
Because it's consistency of doing the show. People expect us to be here. It's not
a
matter
of...
Trust me, there's times I don't want to fucking be here, John, but I do it anyway.
You should do a show when you don't show up and just sit there and just, like, not even talk the whole time.
What is that thing? I want to press that thing on your forehead.
What is it?
It's just like a...
Right here?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. It's been there forever.
What the fuck is going on right now? Because I want to just push it.
It's been there forever. No, it's not. I don't know what it is. It's been there forever.
Honestly, it looks like a button on his forehead.
What do you guys get?
It's not a pimple. It's been there for since I can't remember.
Yeah, but I'm just seeing it right now so clearly.
Maybe because you got the bright lights. Hold on. Now.
Yeah, it's...
There. Now it won't distract you.
Rich, go get this gift. I'm going to open up right now. Right now. I want to know what you got.
I hope it's like $100 million. That'd be awesome.
Not that.
You know what it is?
Of course I know what it is.
Hopefully it's a signed jockstrap of some...
I want a fucking present. I'll be waiting. I'll inbox my address later on.
You get nothing, John. And that was sweet. I saw Josh got his thing. That was very nice of you. Very nice of you.
Well, how long does mail take? Fucking 2 weeks ago?
Well, you mailed it regular mail, right?
I've been waiting for shit for a long time. Actually, talking about Christmas stuff, I see you got over there a Camp Crystal Lake...
Yeah, we got some new additions to the studio here. We got Camp Crystal Lake. I got the Godfather thing over there. We got the horror movie canvas behind you. Every horror movie person. I like how Elvira's tits are right up front and center.
Oh, yeah.
You know, tell me she doesn't have the best tits.
Of course.
When I was a kid, I was like, Elvira is just the best. I'm a titty guy.
I
definitely beat my dick to her.
I don't think I've ever beat it to her,
but she's got...
I'd still do it. She's got a great rack. Looks good.
Yeah. She's got a great rack.
That's cool.
And the Sopranos.
Elm Street over there, too.
Oh, I see that.
And then, one of the best gifts I got Christmas, a Sopranos first draft, original script, first episode... Where Tony's name wasn't even Tony in the script. When I was reading through it, his name was still Tommy. That was his original name, Tommy Soprano, and then they changed it to Tony.
Is Josh in this chat?
It's signed by Michael Imperioli or whatever.
Yeah, Michael Imperioli. So it's close because that Stone Temple Pilots with Chester signed. It's big.
No, that's
Rob Zombie and Sherry Moon signed.
Yeah,
Devil's Rejects poster.
No, the Sopranos thing is a little bit bigger.
I also got a Patrice O'Neill signature in here somewhere. It's in here.
Yeah.
I got a Jay Moore one. I got a Jim Norton one. I got a Ron Bennington one.
Yeah, but the Sopranos holds more significant
because
you always watch it.
It's so big, though, too. Yeah. The Sopranos is like, it's beyond big. My mother just finished watching it for the first time.
Yeah.
Because I let her, scam off my HBO Max.
Yeah.
So I told her, I'm like, now that you got it, watch the fucking Sopranos. She was always against watching it for some reason.
Yeah, and it happens.
She went through all six seasons in less than a week.
Really?
Yeah, she fucking binged the shit out of it. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I watched it recently. Honestly, in the past month, I've rewatched the whole fucking thing.
Because it's that fucking good. No matter how many times you watch it, you're always finding these little nuances and these funny little lines and these, like, the quirky things that Paulies do.
I'll tell you the funniest shit. When Adriana comes in into the room, right, and Christopher is doped out of his face, right, and she's calling for the dog.
Cassette, my favorite, bro.
And, she's looking for the dog, calling for the dog. The dog doesn't respond, and all of a sudden she notices him.
She sees it underneath
him. And the dog is underneath him. And she gets him up, and she starts, crying and saying, oh, my God. She's suffocating. Line. He goes like this. His famous line. Oh my God! He must have went in there for warmth.
he probably crawled underneath me for warmth.
He's fucking dying, though, right? Yeah, he sat right on him.
He sat on him, all doped out of his fucking head.
He has the balls to say he must have crawled underneath me for warmth.
Yeah. It's so fucking good.
Oh my God!
Sylvia, Paulie, Christopher. Well, Sylvia and Paulie. Almost every time they speak, it's hilarious.
Oh, God.
Like, Paulie and Silvio are just fucking laugh out loud funny every single fucking time.
Rich, when that was on, were you guys out of your house? Like, you moved out?
Well,
I was,
When that show was on?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was. I don't know if I was. I don't remember how.
I moved out at a young age.
No, and then, like, I'm watching every weekend with my mother. And And that's the most awkward shit ever.
Yeah,
no.
Like,
watching some dude just fuck his fucking, he's banging
his Russian
whore. I'm just sitting there like,
sorry, Mom.
Look.
Whoa. Yo, that would always happen to me with like 80s titties and when I was younger watching horror movies.
Had fucking in it.
And they were like, oh, close your eyes. And I'd be like this.
Okay.
I'd be like, why? This is the best part of the movie. I'm not closing my eyes. It's fucking tits on the screen. What are you talking about? You close your eyes. What am I, a fucking child here? Jesus Christ.
How was, I hated Christmas this year.
No. Yo, what up, Liam? And his boyfriend in the chat shouting me out. Like he's got the Rocky chant like I'm fucking facing Apollo Creed. He's a good kid. He's a good kid, that kid.
What happened? Christmas sucked this year?
Huh. I always know it's whatever, but like you couldn't go anywhere and shit. Like I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, and what about New Year's this year? What's going on for New Year's?
Nothing. Everybody can't.
Party at my house, Rich.
This is crazy.
You want to come over? Come over. Hang out with us.
Yeah?
Yeah. What else are you going to be doing?
Yeah.
Come hang out with us. We're just going to be sitting here anyway.
Word
up. Maybe we'll do a New Year's show if you actually come.
That's what I just told. New Year's Eve.
What are you doing?
I don't think I'm doing anything.
So then come.
If I don't go to my cousin, we'll figure it out.
No. I don't want to figure it out. Are you going to come New Year's Eve? On air, I want to get an answer out of you. Because then you got to hold to it.
Yeah, but he's got...
No. Hold it. He's a big boy, John. Let him talk.
He also has a family. I'm gonna leave there.
His family's in Mexico. I know where they are.
They are?
Go ahead. You're a big boy. Wow. What are you going to do? New Year's, you here or not? Because all right. So then we're going to tell our fans to expect an episode of Super Ugly on New Year's night.
If you're watching it and you're not... Well, you know what? Who cares?
Then what are you doing? You going to come?
If you go, I'll go.
If you go, I'll go.
If you go, I'll go. You're going to pick me up.
No, I put it here because you tend to talk this way.
You're going to pick me up. I know he's not going to come.
What?
He's not going to come. I know he's lying. Look at him. He's such a piece of shit.
I wonder a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure of being a cocksucker.
Everybody cares for the shit. Hey, Christmas, too. I literally did dick. I was fucking... And I normally don't have... It's just horrible.
Did you get yourself anything?
Yeah, because I have it.
Did you get yourself anything?
What?
Did you get yourself anything?
Yeah, I bought jeans. I was going to buy a jacket. I bought a shirt. I got a pair of sneakers for my sister. Nothing.
What did you buy your niece? Anything?
What'd they get you?
You got me a pair of Air Maxes.
Nice. That's not bad. They spoil you, huh?
I get one gift. I haven't got a gift from anybody else in about fucking 15 years. So they got to get. I want to spend a lot, like, good money on my niece and my sister and my brother. Yeah. Brother-in-law.
Yeah. What about you? You got anything good?
I got life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just celebrating life.
That's it, bro.
That's it. That's all you need. Just
live. You, what were you, home with the kids?
I got a watch, yeah.
Yeah.
You got a shark watch?
I
got a watch. This lousy X-Lux. X-Lux watch. Yeah. What do I need a watch? Well, I already had a watch.
Yeah, I got it.
What's worse? I mean, what do you expect? Like, you're home with the kids and your wife?
Jezza, yeah. I got a bunch of shit. You know, all this stuff you see down here, you know. Sneakers, new jacket.
It's
movie.
I buy myself shit for Christmas.
Yeah, but no, my wife does good. I do good for her.
My kids do good. My kids got awesome this year.
My kids piles. So. Forget it. You saw online? Fucking ridiculous. Look at this shit.
Dude, kids. It's the worst when they're like 14. Like I'm telling, like, what do you want? I don't know. It took 3 weeks. I don't know. Give me these stupid things. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. They wanted all like.
Ends up getting like $160 perfume.
Do I got a thing? I don't.
Perfume is getting expensive nowadays. It's not $70 anymore.
She's like, I don't really. Talking to him.
He refuses to.
I don't really need clothes. I'm not really going to school or anything. And I have like. So I said, what are you going to perfume for? Are you just going to like doll yourself up with perfume and fucking sit in your room?
Perfume is expensive now.
Yeah, dude. It was $100 like.
What kind of perfume was it?
I mean, I wear Chanel. It's fucking expensive.
It was like a fucking.
It was one of the top ones. Yeah, when you get into the top,
I wouldn't buy myself.
Yeah, look at this. Yeah. This is Val on this side. There's Lou in the middle.
Yeah. No, I know. It all depends on what's in there.
And then Anna, even Anna. But Anna, you know, like when they get older, you're like, you're older. This isn't, you know. But still, no. And look at Anna's pile.
You still hook her up.
Oh, yeah. Of course. You know? Yeah. No, man. I love Christmas because I remember being a kid and, you know, being like, yes, Christmas. And I want my kids to wake up and look at the pie and be like, holy shit.
You remember? Yeah.
Like, fucking Santa came. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want
like
them to be
that
like,
that morning when you're just like that excitement and you're just running down.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
There's nothing better. Like, Christmas for me now is getting to see my kids wake up. I get woken up. Dad, Santa came! Yeah,
they woke up at like 6:30 in the morning.
Nah, my kids were up at 9.
Oh, no. Yeah. They were ready to rock and roll, man. I don't think they went to sleep because after they opened up all the presents, they wound up freaking passing out.
They opened up all the presidents?
Yeah.
Which ones? Bill Clinton?
The Obamas.
Did they wipe shit on his teeth? Was he pissed?
Yeah, he was pissed.
But no, Valentina... Valentina, all night, you know, breaking our balls. I want to go to sleep. And we're like, you're not going to sleep yet because then you're going to be up at the fucking crack. So we kept her up a little late. So we tell Lou, you know, my middle, my son, he's 11, Tina's 5, and Anna's 21, just so everyone has reference. And I tell Lou, you don't wake us up till 9 o'clock. All right?
Yeah.
He gets up at like 8:30.
Yeah. So he's so, just like jonesing.
No one else is up.
Oh, no.
Gina wasn't even up. The one who was most excited wasn't even up. So he goes in at 9 o'clock, wakes up Tina, and goes, we can wake up mom and dad now.
Oh, yeah, of course. Because he knows he's not going to do it. Tina in there to do the light work.
He's fucking brilliant. He's brilliant.
Oh, I remember waking up like fucking 4.
Oh, yeah. The sun wouldn't even be up yet.
They would go to bed at like 2.
Go back to fucking bed, John.
Yeah, well, that's my role. If the sun's not up, neither am I. Yeah, don't wake me up if the sun's not up.
We were so they used to like, because we used to have the holiday, then they would clean up, then they would whatever, finish wrapping, putting it out. They'd go to bed at like 2:30, and I'd be up, me and my sister would be up at like 4:30, 4.
We're going
to
talk about the nauseam on the next show. Unfiltered Marriage will be on later also, just so everyone knows to stick around. But I got Jess a Nintendo Switch. Mm. Now, Jess is not a gamer. She doesn't like video. Well, she likes video games, but she's not a gamer because she's never really had games.
Yeah.
So everyone in the house, Tina was getting a Switch from Santa with Animal Crossing. Anna and Lou already had it. They've been playing Animal Crossing like maniacs for a few months now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get Jess a Switch. I'll get her Animal Crossing. If she plays it, great. If not, you know, there's an extra Switch in the house. You know, I can fuck around with it. She likes Zelda. She might play Zelda on it either way. She gets this Animal Crossing, dude. She has been doing nothing but playing Animal. And I'm not, you know, saying it in a negative way. I love it because I think it's adorable that she's finally like a nerd gamer.
Yeah.
And I took a picture the other day. They're all four of them at the table. Tina with her Switch, Jess with hers, Lou and Anna and all playing.
And they're all building their town?
All building their town.
If you ever get a chance, look up on YouTube the grandma that has, like, she has, like,
I looked up all the craziest towns and shit, so I might have seen it.
Yeah, I mean, this lady has, like, years
on her. People go crazy. She's easily had to put in. She got it Christmas Eve because Santa flew over and dropped something on the back porch because I wanted her, Tina's, to be set up for Christmas Day. You know what I mean? This way we're not breaking our balls trying to get everything done and then getting to my mother-in-law's. So with that, when Tina's came, Jess, like I said, had no idea she was getting one.
Yeah.
So Tina's opening hers. So I walk over to Jess's pile. I go, you got to open this now, too. And she's like, she opens it. She's like, holy shit, you got me a Switch, too? I was like, yeah, and open this. So she saw she got the game. And she was like, cool. And then, like, once she got rolling with it, like, she's like a crackhead with Animal Crossing now.
Yeah.
Like, whenever she gets a minute, it's, I need to do this, I need to do that. She loves it. And like I said, I love seeing that because now, for one, there's something they're all doing together. For two, when I'm playing my game, she's playing her game. Neither one of us kind of feel left out. Like now, I was playing this game, Immortals Fenyx Rising, which is a huge recommendation on this game for anyone who's looking for a new game. Fantastic. But I beat it. So now, like, I'm kind of like in between games, and she's still playing, and now she feels bad because I'm not playing anything, and she's on her thing. And I'm like, babe, you're good.
Don't worry.
I'm like, you had 8 years of me playing games, and you sitting there doing nothing.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, we good. So, but it's just awesome to see her finally get into something. And you know, the fact that she could do it with all the kids, too, really is pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
I get, like, a call. I got, like, last week I was on myself. I get, like, this text, like, last week.
How many times a show do you think I do that?
And it's like, I don't even know who it is. I'll be out in Babylon tomorrow night. So I'm like, oh. She's like, yeah. I'm like, what's in Babylon? She's like, a motel. And I go, what? So she's like, I said, oh. I live in Jersey now. I come out here every month. I'm like, you have family out here or something? Like,
you just come out here to hang out.
I'm like, what made you think? I don't know who this is. So I go, what made you think you're calling, texting me? She's like, friends and clients. I thought she was just working.
Yeah.
Like working girl? Or?
No, like working. And then maybe comes out, like, move, they should transfer her out. I'm like, when's the last time I talked to you? I'm trying to figure out who this is.
And she won't tell you.
Your number's on my phone from a while back. I'm like, I think when I lived in Islip.
So
you like Cash? I said, who is this? She's like, Cash App. I can send you pictures. I said.
Well, Madalena said three times. Three times what, Maddie?
She's like, I don't randomly send them out. I'm like, wait, you think I'm going to fucking Cash App you? Now it clicks. You the fucking some girl. She must think
had the wrong number. Oh, yeah.
She said, what makes you think I'm going to ask you for pay you for fucking pictures?
Yeah.
And she was like, you did before. And I go, what?
I never did. Yeah. You probably look desperate, so she
Yo,
probably
how
figured.
Bad are your eyes, bro? Look how big his fucking... Turn your phone around.
No, I did it on accident.
His letters are like this fucking
big. No, I don't know who the fuck it is. I go, I don't know who the fuck. I said, I don't know who the fuck. She goes out, you mean? I go, oh, wait. Yeah, wait, call me. Hang out at the hotel, like... She's a hook. Fucking. She must have got the wrong number.
Yeah, you want to hear a story I just heard not too long ago?
You think I'm going to pay you to fuck? Get the fuck out of
okay.
here. Wait, how much?
Talking about something like that, right? This kid I know, he actually commented on the girl's thing.
Yeah.
Like some, like, kind of, some, like, flames or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl, she starts talking to him.
What, on Facebook?
No, on Instagram. Okay, so she starts talking to him, and she does a whole background. She looks into his profile and everything. Sees that he's got a girl and this, that, and the third.
She bribed him?
Yo, she fucking, she got conversations out of him, right? About how the guy wants to bang her and shit like that. Now she goes, oh my God, out of nowhere, she goes, oh my God, you have a girlfriend, you're a cheater. If you don't give me $100, blah, 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 I'm going to show her these screenshots. They started doing that to him.
Yo, you know, we remember Marchese the other night was doing it. That kid is friends with him. He was fucking writing on his thing. That's why I was sending you that.
That's crazy.
Oh, I don't even know.
Bro, that's fucked.
That's fucking...
That shit was funny.
Yeah.
People got to be careful,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, people are fucked up, man.
Like, people got to be careful. Like, if you're going to do dirt, bro, you better be prepared for the repercussions.
It's so hard not to get caught, so why even bother?
What do you mean? It's so easy to get caught.
Yeah, it's so easy.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's not to get
it's
caught.
It's very easy to get caught. Yeah. It's
and,
stupid
dude,
to do that
anything.
Shit. Yeah. You're going to get caught.
My thing is, if you're going to do that shit, just get rid of your girl. Because obviously you're not really that invested. If you're willing to step out, you know what I mean? You're not that invested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why cause all this drama?
You know what it is?
Why just hurt somebody?
Social
media.
Either
way, you might hurt them by breaking up. But at least, you know, you break up and then go fucking.
Yeah, but it's like a comfort. You know, you're gonna like play around and go back to later on.
It's a small world, but with social media, it's an instant world.
Yeah,
like
bro.
it takes 2 seconds for somebody from California.
And
to
there's
fuck
a lot of
up.
Grimy bitches out there.
Oh,
man.
They are.
There's a lot
grimy.
Of grimy bitches out there, and they're all learning these new tricks. Like I've heard of that before.
Yes.
I've heard people get caught out there like that before. That's not the first
time
I've heard that.
They fish for it,
and like. Guys need to wake up. Stop thinking with your dick. Like, thinking with your dick. Like, you really need to do that. Like, use your fucking head. There's not only one girl in the world. And if you're going to ruin your whole shit over thinking you might get a piece of ass, like,
stupid.
then make the move of getting rid of the girl you're with. Because
I started laughing when I heard that.
Oh, the guy deserves it. He deserves it. Fuck him. He deserves it.
I probably had kids with the girl. It's whatever.
Look, that's even the worst part. Like, the people that do shit like that with kids, they fuck up their whole lives.
He wound up going into the Insta and blocking her from her Insta.
Because that's going to work.
But it did, I guess.
No, but it didn't. Because he could still find the name and then use that name to fish for other people.
Yeah.
Anything you do. They just take a snap of the fucking picture.
You're going to get caught.
It's easy as just going, I have the screenshot.
You're getting caught.
Bottom line.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I know some dude.
That's why, like, me and Jess, I think, talked about it on Unfiltered Marriage one day. We're like, that part of my brain now doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Like, and life is so much easier of, like, not having to think about chasing women.
Yeah.
Not having, like, all of
it
that
sucks.
Shit is gone
that
from my
sucks.
Brain. And, guys, you live with it your whole life.
Yeah, but you're
and even the people who are married and in relationships, that part still exists.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's gone.
Yeah,
like,
you have to turn
I'm so happy with where I'm at with me and Jess and, like, who I have as a partner that it's completely turned off. And, like, now my brain... functions in a different way because that takes up such a huge part of your inside brain, like your thoughts. You know what I mean?
It's 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
And when
you're like respectable too, because like you won't like I wouldn't do it either. I'm not like that either. Like you, it's like you're not even like if you bring up you don't even bring it up like ex stuff. Like you know what I mean when we talk. But even with like on like Instagram, you're not gonna like a girl's picture.
No,
you're just gonna fuck. No, you don't even gotta mean it that way. You just fuck.
No, no,
it's not worth it.
Like I don't even want to be like, oh, that girl's hot,
right?
Or that, because like for one, like. Why would I do that? Like, it's just going to make her upset. Whether she says it or not.
No, yeah.
Like, you're a human being. It's going to bother you.
Yeah. You're looking you know? At another girl, and then you're calling her hot. You never call me. You know, you call her hot. But, like, you know, it's just open.
No, but it's just stuff that your chicks shouldn't have to hear.
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't have to hear, I think other girls look good or shit like that.
Yeah.
And being in that place, it's such, like, a relaxed feeling as far as, like, at least that's something I'm not ever...
In
the headspace of, because we brought it up when Mark was here, because Mark's a single guy, you know what I mean? And he's still in that mode of, I got to find a chick now, I got to court her, I have to do all this shit, and you know, and
it's a lot.
It is.
Dude, it's a
and
lot.
It takes
it's
up
annoying.
And when
it's
you're single, tell me, like, you, I'm sure you know, when you're single, it's something that's almost constantly on
you
your
know,
mind.
Have, like, now, at this point, at this heat, they have, like, a plot in their head that you're ready to, fuck them over. Like, you go on those things, and you go on to, like, the dating sites and all the pictures, and you're like, you know, like it, whatever. You don't even know. Then the girl's like, you talk, you look familiar. Oh, my friend, you liked my friend's picture. Like, how the fuck do I know?
But you know what it is, too,
you know
on the
I mean?
Dating
like,
sites?
You already fuck yourself.
Let's say you're actually looking for something, like, serious, right? The other 99 guys before you were just looking to fuck.
Right.
So they fucked it up for you.
Oh, I know.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that girl's head is all fucked up.
What are you
now.
Looking for? I said, honestly, I want a relationship. But, like, you know, everybody just pure bullshit. So I'll just go, anything you want, anything. I don't even, everybody has
no,
time.
No, but John,
know.
Honestly,
words.
Be honest. Like,
no,
we respect
I
that shit.
Honest.
No, I know. I'm sure you are. I'm not saying you're not. But for one, they could tell when you're being genuine. You know, people like to believe, you know, they could fool women and shit. And some of them you probably can. But some of them you can't. And if you're genuine and you're honest, they will respect that more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you might find something good. You know?
I got nothing to hide. I don't even care.
And you might not, because there's a lot of fucking shitty women.
Well, there's
women
a lot of shitty
there.
Women
there's
also.
There's a lot of shitty
girls. But
that's
the other thing. Like, you gotta read them as well. And that's the problem. Like, a lot of guys, like I said, they think with their dick, and they're so just, like, amped up just to, oh, she's talking to me.
You know,
and
you
they
know
get blinders on of the reality of who the fucking girl is in front of them.
Yeah. You want to know what it's like? All right. You know, like, if you talk, say if we're in a room, like, of, like, five guys, right? And you talk to the different guys, and you're like, oh, that guy's a fucking jerk off. That guy's a fucking idiot, liar. This guy's a, you know, women are the same way, but guys don't see that because they're fucking blinded by everything else.
Well, women do
they don't
it
see
also.
The jerk off women that like you would be like, I wouldn't give this fucking woman a time of day if you were just listening to her.
Yeah.
But you're just looking at her body, so you're like, oh, I love her. She's fucking hot. I want to bang her.
Like, I'm pretty good at like reading people right off the bat. You know what I mean? Because I don't give people. Like the chance to like me, first impression.
Yeah, that's the way I like it. Yeah.
Because I don't want you to like me. Like, I feel like the people that need to be liked immediately, like, there's something off there also.
Of course.
Like there's something weird there. So, like, me, I got my wall up. Like, I'm not here to be your buddy. And, like, Jess's friends, you know, let's go do this. And I'm like, no, I'm not here to make
friends.
See,
me, my thing is, I'm here to be your acquaintance.
Yeah. But some of them take offense to it.
You know?
And I'm like, no, dude, like, we had to talk to one of her friends. Not talk to him, but, like, kind of make him understand that, like, I say it in a way, like, I'm not trying to be a dick. Like, I'm not here to make new friends. But, like, I'm also not here to play buddy-buddy right off the bat because I don't know you, you don't know me. And I'm not going to pretend just because our wives are friends that me and you should now be friends. Like with anything, let's get to see if we actually know each other and like each other to hang out. Like, I don't want to hang out and be forced to hang out.
Like,
I hate when I'm forced to hang out. Fuck that.
Because I would never used to want to hang out with anybody that wasn't, like, an established couple. Because it would be fucking like you just hang out with somebody, they
random
break up,
dude.
And then it's fucking weird.
But then that person also tries to fuck up your shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now they're unhappy, and they're like, fuck it, everyone needs to be unhappy. You know? But I have a great judge of, like, nah, this guy's a douche.
Well,
like,
I mean,
fuck this guy.
Like,
how many times she's brought someone over? One of her friends just recently got divorced. The first time I met her ex-husband, I was like, this guy's a jerk off. Immediately, I was like, I don't like that guy. He's a fucking jerk off. He's one of these fucking guys who thinks of who the fuck he is, you know?
Yeah.
And immediately, and then years of bad shit going on with her friend, and then they finally recently got divorced, and I was like, eh? I told you. I fucking told you.
It's the same thing. I went to a party and they were at a table. And the girl was like 23 and it was a boyfriend. And they're like, you could feel like he was just bossing her. Like, I don't want, you're not drinking.
But it's also like this way that's a dick.
I'm
yeah.
22 years old. I'm saying in my head, she's 22 years old.
Yes.
He's telling he can't drink because you don't want to be out of control. That's what you want.
Yeah, 22 years old. They're going
to
be.
Because you don't know what she's like when she's drunk, though, to be fair.
Yeah, but he was like, watching that. He's like, I'm not going to.
Like, that's a sticky situation because, I don't like the bossy guy. I understand what you're saying.
But he's at a 40-year-old. Yeah. Like, and he's like, you got to find someone else to go home. I'll drive you home. And I'm like, I'll fucking take her home.
I'll take home and fuck her.
Yeah, man. Then they leave. One of my friend's wife's like, he's really good for her. I go, no, that was horrible. No. I said, that's probably going to last another month. And I swear to God, I go, is she still with a boyfriend? They're like, no, they broke up. And I said, I could have called that. Yeah. Like, he's not going to tell you what to do. He's going to do opposite.
The worst guy is that alpha male guy, like that man's guy. Like, you know what the guys I'm talking about?
He drives a Stang?
Well, probably. But you know the guy I'm talking about. Like, he feels like he's above his wife. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, he's above other people, like, and you look at this guy, and 9 out of 10 times, the guy's a complete fucking jerk off and has no reason to think any of this.
No, no.
But they walk around with this fucking asshole fucking cockiness where you're like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Where are your merits that you walk around like that?
Like, people can't stand to be around you, but you think who the fuck you are? You know what I mean?
Fuck you, guy.
I see it all the time.
It's like saying around his face, fuck you, guy.
Like, I could be the nicest, like, good person to be around once I'm in that space with you. Like, when I'm with you guys, there's no ever time where I've had an argument with Richie. There's no ever time where I've had an argument. Because it's like, there's no reason to. Like, we're boys, and that's it, you know? You think how you think, I think how I think, and if we disagree, whatever.
Yeah,
but there's no reason to be like, fuck that guy, he's a fucking asshole. And me and Richie, for one, I don't think there's ever been even a disagreement. Like, we tend to agree pretty much on almost everything, for the most part.
Yeah.
I get a call the other day, another Christmas call.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to my cousin in like since my mother died. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So for like a while, I've been going, maybe I should just text him. Because, you know, I'm getting old, like someone's going to die or something. So I want to get out of nowhere. The next day, I get a fucking text. Yo, it's Cousin John. I just want you to say hi. You want to give me a call? I'll give you my I have his number. So he texts me a number.
Were you guys close before?
Well, he lives in Florida. He's older. He's my godfather, you know?
Oh, dude, all right.
It was a bad...
No, I understand.
I'll go into
but
it.
But that's family, though,
he was trying to steal jewelry out of my grandmother's dying. He was claiming all the... He wanted me to steal stuff out of the house and give it to him.
Yeah.
Know that I wanted it.
Yeah.
And then he just... When my mother was dying, he got him...
He
was scummy.
Yeah.
When my mother was dying, he was coming to see her, and then he wanted me to steal stuff, and I said, I'm not...
From your mother?
Steal, like, they had, like, old stuff from my grandmother. He wanted it. I don't even know what's in the house. I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
I said, I don't even know what the fuck's in the house, dude. My mother's dying. I really don't care.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Yeah, like, my head's not on what I'm getting.
Yeah, and then
getting,
he started calling me
losing.
He's calling me names. Had a blowout.
Really?
Maybe for my grandmother dying. Which
how long ago was this? Your mother's
my
been gone how long?
For like 10 years, I'm sure.
All right.
So, whatever. So now I haven't heard from him. So now I get a phone call. Hey, I call him. I'm like, what's up? He's talking, whatever. How are you? I said, I'm good, you know. I said, how are you? And he's like, I'm all right. I got like stage 4 cancer. And shit. I'm like, oh my
God.
I'm like, froze up my hands.
That's crazy.
And I started crying. I mean, like,
yeah, what else can
still
you
my family, you know? Yeah. I'm not like, but I'm like, all right, now I have like, now, but he reached out. And then
when it comes to family, I feel like there's almost nothing that's unforgivable.
I know. That's what
like you can beef and like, that's fine that you guys didn't talk, but like once the wall's broken down, and it's like, all right, you can immediately get right back into where you were. You know what I mean? And like with friends, there's certain friends you could be that way with, but they're very far and few. You know, like I'm sure me and you had a blowout. You know, like eventually we'd be like, that was stupid. Let's get over it and move on. I would hope.
Of course.
But I feel like, you know, we're close enough where we wouldn't really let much come between our friendship. You know what I mean? Like, it would really have to be something.
We sift through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But whatever. Who cares?
When there is moments, we're not the type to just be like, all right, let's just pretend that. We'll be like, that was stupid. We'll talk about whatever happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, typically, put it to rest.
Yeah, we'll put it to rest because you don't
but
want
something
that.
Something like that is a little more, you know. It is.
It's slimy, but that's family, though.
Yeah.
I said
I have to, like, just bury it because, like, it was.
What else are you going to do? He was probably young and stupid.
No, he's 60 years old.
What?
He's young. It was, he's not young.
I don't know. How old is, was he when it happened?
He's 60. My mother's like 10. He's probably 50.
Yeah. Like, so what? Know, what was this? Did he talk about it?
No, he made like nothing. Even. Okay.
Because you know what, though? Really, it's probably better. It's better off not to at that point, because it'll just bring up more like memories of bad shit.
I said, Cousin John's coming. And she was like, oh, happy. Then I had to go. She's like, what's the, and again, like the next day, is he coming? He's supposed to come the next day. So I'm like, I said, he's not coming. And she's like, why? And I'm like, he's just not coming.
What'd your
like,
mother what pass from? And you,
ovarian cancer.
It was cancer. So it was like a long, drawn-out thing. All right.
And then like, I'm going, he's not coming. And she's like, why? Something happened? I said, no. She's like, tell me what happened. I said, he won. And I had to tell her. Like, and she's crying. She's like, fuck him. And I said, all right, like, whatever. I, you know,
and at that point, you're like, I'm on mom's side. Fuck that.
I was
yeah, fuck
on my mom's
him
side
then.
Anyway.
No, no, but what I mean is, like, once you hear mom say fuck him, then you're like,
yeah,
fuck him.
Yeah, I was happy that he was coming to see her, you know, before.
Because I'm sure in your head when he was doing that shit, you're like, this guy's
kind of. No, he crossed the line. He told me, you killed grandma.
You?
I didn't kill my grandmother. What happened was she took the garbage out one. That's not why she died.
Yeah.
She took the garbage out one day. I wasn't home.
Yeah.
So she took it out, like, because she can't. What am I telling her not to take it out? She took it out and fell and, like, busted her face. She said she fell in the house, but she didn't because my neighbor said, I found her on the floor. So he's saying it was my fault because I didn't take the garbage. I wasn't even home.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, and that was it. He crossed the line. That was it.
That's
like,
fucked up to
I
put that on you.
I said, oh, because I'm going to fucking.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, you don't put that ever
cross
on somebody,
that line
on
my
like, unless you're legit responsible, you know what I mean? But to sit there and, like, no, she slipped and fell. It has nothing to do with you. You know, whether. Grandmothers are stubborn. Like, my mother's the same way. She's now, you know, 72. She's about to be 73. And I'm like, Ma, you can't be doing this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this, I had to have a talk with her the other day because she was talking about driving, you know, one of my kids to wherever. And I said to her, I go, I got to be totally honest with you, Ma. I'm not really comfortable with my kids in the car with you anymore. Like, you're 73. You get hit with vertigo every now and then. Like, I don't need, no offense, but. You know, I don't want my kid in the car and you have a bout of vertigo and something fucking happens. Yeah. I'm like, I don't really want you driving unless you really need to be, to be perfectly honest with you. Like,
that would she feel horrible.
But, and like, I feel bad saying it because, you know, my mother, like, you've seen it. She doesn't look and act 73 at all. Like, my mother's very fucking spry and, like, you know, so, like,
I didn't think she was that old.
No one does. I mean, no one does. That, like, you would look at her and think she's in her 60s. You wouldn't think she's...
Maybe early 60s?
Because,
maybe?
Again, she's very... Like, she's not, like, a thin, like, you know, in-shape woman, but she's always active. She's
smart. She's there.
She's fucking... She's quick, you know what I mean? She's not an old lady.
Yeah.
By any means of the fucking... The term.
But if something like that happens, that would be horrible.
But, for me, like, I have to remember, no, you know, even though she is the way she is, you still are 73. And, like, that can start breaking down like that. Like, you know, you're fine and totally perfect right now. But literally, in a week, that whole shit can change when you're that age. Like, it could happen almost overnight.
Well, their senses are so slower.
Yeah.
You know, and their sight, I mean, my sight sucks.
And the fact that she gets vertigo, she's like, well, it's really only at night. I'm like, yeah, but you never know.
Yeah.
I'm like, so honestly, you know, like, again, I feel terrible saying this, but, you know, my kid's safety comes first than your feelings, you know what I mean? And to even say that, like, kind of fucking ripped my heart out, and it also makes me think, wow, my mother's 70 fucking three, like, you know.
And that's in her thing, too, like, she's probably like, fuck, I'm old. I can't do this to, like.
No, my mother doesn't think that way. She doesn't.
It's like, say, imagine saying that to, like, your dad, like, they're, like, totally, like.
Oh, man. No, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to, like, right here.
Dude,
I'm like,
that's
right here
how it picks up, dude, right there. It doesn't pick up on the side.
he's
like, dodging it.
But it's literally, you can't hear you.
I remember
when
I told my
grandma
we had to take the car because my grandmother couldn't drive anymore. She got to an accident. I go, what happened?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
And she's like, no, I'm fine, right? And probably.
No, she went to the hospital.
No, I mean, like, to drive.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
She went to the
hospital,
and she's like, I go, where are you? Because I lived at the house.
Yeah.
She's like, is your mother home? And I said, it's like 8 o'clock at night. Yeah, she's home. So he goes, where the fuck are you? She's like, I'm in Stony Brook. Can you come get me without a knowing? I said, what the fuck? How am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to hide that you literally just got into an accident with your car? Then the car's wrecked.
Oh, my God.
How'd you get into an accident? I don't even know. And I said, okay. You got to let my mom. Then my mother came, you know. You gotta take the life. But that was the thing. Like,
it's the
like
worst, though, because
taking the life away.
But and it's also like for them, it's a reminder of you're really old. Like,
yeah.
You know, like you're old to the point where like now you got to stop doing certain things. Like my grandmother, my mother's mother, was a lot like mine. Like, she was, you know, a single lady, you know, took care of her kids, but, you know, was a fucking gangster, like an old school Italian fucking lady. And from the day she pretty much died, every winter, right after Christmas, her sister, and probably one other lady would drive from New York to Florida every fucking, until she was like 75 years old, she would do this, yeah. You know? And again, she would drive me all over town too. When I didn't have a ride when I was a kid, before I drove or my friends drove, hey, Nan, can you come pick me up and take me here? And no problems ever. Never even had an accident as far as I can remember, my grandmother. And my mother's the exact same way as my nanny. But it's just now that I'm the son looking out, you know what I mean? Like, now I'm in the mode of like, no, I got to look out for your best interest, because you're a stubborn old Italian woman who thinks you're going to still be able to do the shit you can do.
Yeah, not at the risk of your children.
Yeah.
One day I was on Porsche Road, and you know, like by Jack's, it's Holbrook Road. You know Holbrook Road?
Yeah.
So she like, I was way in back of her. I didn't know it was her. She like goes in there, the light stops. She's in the middle of the road. She
just
didn't know
stopped in the middle
of
the road.
Yeah, like, people are going crazy.
Like, I see
fuck?
You. You don't know what the fuck
me
you're doing
my
out there.
In the car. He's like, I go, what the fuck? And I look, and he goes, is that your grandmother? And I
oh,
said,
my God.
Holy shit. So I, like, run out. I go, turn. Just turn. I'll stop. Just turn. That was it. Like, that was on.
You're embarrassing me, Grandma.
No, the worst thing is like, as a man getting older and that shit happens, yeah. Like, how old's your dad now?
67.
Not to say your dad's in this position at
67,
all.
67, 68.
Eventually, he's going to get there where you're going to have to go, Dad. You got to fucking stop doing whatever. And he's going to be like, fuck you. Like, your dad is going to be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to, like, really fucking go at him and be like, no, you don't understand. You're going to fucking kill yourself, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like.
They're getting old now. It's scary.
It is. Right, your dad's 67. Holy shit.
Yeah.
He looks younger than that, too. I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. All right, what do you got on the list here?
I actually do have a thing to tell that we can get to.
Yeah.
Let's see. We haven't really gone to the list in forever.
Dude,
you know?
What about Tyson and fucking, when Tyson tells the guy he's going to get his ass kicked right in front of him?
Which guy?
Jake Paul, whatever the fuck.
Oh, Jake Paul?
Yeah, what?
See, that shit was funny.
I do have this. This
the movie preview. Do you ever see the movie preview for Nobody?
Oh, it looks fucking awesome. Bob Odenkirk.
Yo,
it's like John
fuck?
Wick, but a dad.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, that looks fucking good. I posted it in the group for anyone who wants to go
Nobody.
See it.
Go see the preview for Nobody. What a fucking preview.
Dude, that fucking looks awesome. Cobra Kai this week. Don't forget, January 1st.
Is it coming on?
Yeah, Friday. Friday. Oh, it starts back up.
Lovely.
So we got that to look forward to. But I did want to talk about this. And this is to the parents out there on social media. I know you think your kid can do everything awesome and like, you know, like, you post their artwork on social media, and,
how
like,
annoying.
You're so proud of it.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you, most of you people, your kids suck at what they do. And, like, the fact that you post it online and then everyone has to lie to you, like, open your eyes. Like, I love my kids, but, like, I look at some of the things they do, and I go, that's not really that good.
They're not going to even paint the
what
when
about
they get
older. People that put pictures up? I'm totally 100%. I say that every time.
And they put them up. Honestly, we might be on the same wavelength here. After the show, you say who you're thinking of, and I'll say who I'm thinking of. Okay?
Okay.
But, like, I'll sit there, and I go, like, you know that's not good.
Well, even the test, like, people put the
and they put up, like, a C+ or, like, a B. I'm like, that's not a great grade.
What? He probably, he or she probably got, like, fucking 50 Fs, and everyone goes up. At least say you got an F.
But you're celebrating your kid's mediocrity, and then you have people lying to you underneath. And those people are just as bad, too. Like, I won't comment. I won't like. I'll look at it and go, no, that doesn't deserve anything. Like, that's garbage.
Stop giving away free fucking likes.
Dude, I hate
No giving away free likes.
But that's my point is to the people out there, stop supporting mediocrity. Like, let them know, no one liked this, so obviously my kid sucks at this. Like,
yeah, do not hard it.
My kid sucks.
Yeah. But like, I see people there and they post things, and I'm like, I would never post something like that if my kid did it.
I wouldn't
like,
post any of my kid's shit on
like Anna's
ever.
Stuff. Yeah. Anna is amazingly good at drawing. Like, Anna's a sick fucking artist. Like, she is legit an artist.
Yeah.
Her shit, I'm, like, proud to post. I'm like, holy shit, look at this. My fucking daughter drew this.
Because it's exceptional. No matter who was.
Yeah, it deserves to be posted. Like, she's got a piece in Jess's salon that it's too little canvases, and one is like a head and the other part's the body, and it's like severed and but they go together, and like I look at that and go, that's like legitimate art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, someone might actually look at that and go, I'd like to buy that piece. Yeah. That's how good Anna is at art. Now, Valentina, she's 5. When she draws things, 100% of the time, we all just have to go, that's great, honey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Knowing it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not being mean. You know, she's a 5-year-old. It sucks because she's 5.
You'll call it as you see it.
Yeah, but in my head, I'm going... Yeah, it's not, you know.
She's 5.
It's a 5-year-old did it, you know. I'm not going to post it online and be like, look how amazing.
Yeah.
My daughter is a drawing. No, yeah. Because now I'm just fishing for people to be like, wow, that's great. And yeah. Like, you need that fucking, that small part of your life needs that fucking, that acceptance of people yeah. to like be like, yeah, that is
because,
great.
Because, dude. They, because I think they don't think, because they probably do a sucky fucking job in their life being a parent. Really. And they probably want to, like,
I don't know.
Make like they're doing a great thing. It's like somebody's marriage. I hate when people start dating and they say, I love you. Then
well,
they put up
people
thing,
get addicted.
Tagging a dude in there. He's not even fucking even responding. Like, get a fucking life.
Yeah, but
I don't
people
want
to
be on Facebook
people get
with a
addicted
girl
to being. People get addicted to wanting to be noticed.
To get the likes,
on,
to get the comments.
Yeah, on social
they
media.
They love that. That's like
they
a big
want
part
that.
Of their life.
I work today.
They want that. They
I,
want.
So
they want people
else.
To
like,
give them
I
advice.
Drove to work today. You know that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, you did. You worked. You have a fucking job. You picked that job. How? What do you want? A fucking cookie? Because you
well,
had to go to work.
It's like the people who 12, put up those poor hours? Me posts. Who like you know will post something, knowing people will be like, "Are you okay?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
like you know, is everything all
right? It is right.
Yeah. Those people, it's the same thing when people are like, oh, 14-hour day, I'm dead tired.
Yeah.
And then, like, what are people supposed to, yeah, all right, you work.
Go to
yeah.
bed, asshole.
Yeah, there's,
everybody
there's,
works.
There's,
like,
there's
you know,
a,
it's not impressive that you worked today. Good
you. Have,
deal.
You have the, it's so get, funny when you look at people and they post and you'll see, like, the girl that's always looking for a man.
Yeah.
And yeah. you'll see, like,
she writes up
the guy that doesn't never has a job yep. that fucking always yeah. lo- asking
anybody
people for money.
Job?
Yeah.
I know these somebody needs work, but a girl just writing these nice quotes. And you know she's fucking miserable and wants to.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, yeah. It's so weird what social media has done to people. Like I almost never post anything in my personal life unless it's my anniversary or like my kid's birthday.
Yeah.
And even my kids, they're not public at all. They're on my Instagram, which
John
is private.
John posts stuff to make people laugh, which is good. I post my business stuff.
Me,
to get,
I usually repost something I find interesting or like a movie trailer or every now and then I'll have a random thought and I'll ask, you know, like do like a poll type thing or shit like that. But these people who want to have their lives fully on view.
Yeah, it,
like,
fuck you.
I look at that and go, you shallow, empty motherfucker. Like, Rue TV unfriended me the other day and blocked me on literally everything.
Why?
Because he put a post up on Twitter where he writes, you know, the people who only post their kids, how empty are your lives that you only post your kids and this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, well, that's kind of like a dick thing to say, like. I get that. Like, the people who want to, like, post pictures of their kids and stuff, like, great.
Well, do you have
you
kids,
know?
This guy?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, because a lot
but
of people
hold on.
Family don't live
I'm going
here.
With. I'm going somewhere with this, right? So he puts that up. And, like, I kind of agree, like, you know, you're constantly putting your kids up. All right, you know, whatever. It's not for me, but I understand it. Like, I'm proud of my kids. You know what I mean? Like, they're proud of their kids. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But he constantly posts pictures of his fucking dog or cat. You know, and I'm like, you're that guy. So underneath it, you know, I write, you should add people who only post their pets on that also.
Yeah.
So he writes me back, blocked, and then literally blocked me on everything. So I'm like, wait a second. So you're going to sit there and shit on people who are proud of their kids and who want to post their kids and maybe only post shit with their kids. But the second I call you out for being that pet person, now I get blocked and you act like I'm the bad guy. You're sitting here shitting on real people's children, and you're one of those people who think your dog is your kid. Like
well, that's what you're about. You probably can't have kids.
Like, you have a dog. You love your dog.
Yeah, I put pictures up. I put pictures of my niece.
But you never sit there and go, that's my kid. Like, you know the people who act like they're legit their children, their pets? Like, fuck off with that shit. Like,
I don't need to prove I love my dog.
My kids aren't replaceable. If my kid dies, I can't go to the store and get another one. Right. All right? Your fucking puppy, your cat, as much attachment as you have to that fucking animal, they're replaceable. And you'll get over their death in time. You will never get over a child's death, ever.
Yeah, no,
so don't sit there and act like...
Like, your freaking pet is just as important as somebody's kid. It's not.
I got annoyed with it, though, because I'm like, dude, where the fuck do you get off? Like, you're not a parent. You don't understand that bond with your kids.
Yeah.
So, like, for you to sit there and attack every parent who's proud of their child, and maybe that is all they post, but so what? Then don't follow them. No, yeah. But you sit there and constantly post your fucking dog and cat.
Yeah, there's no,
did you hear what I said, what I wrote underneath him? I wrote, add people who only post their pets to that, to underneath his tweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he wrote me back, blocked, and then literally blocked me on everything. God, and I'm like, so you little upset. Bitch. I'm like, first of all, you're going to sit there and shit on people who post their kids, but then you're going to actually block me and act like a little cunt because I made a joke. Like, I was joking. I wasn't really, like, being...
What was your remark?
I wrote, also, add people who only post their pets.
Some people get totally out of hand with the kids.
Because he's one of those people, though, that, like, probably 8 out of 10 of his posts has something to do with his dog or cat.
It's like I think maybe I'm wrong, but even people opening their gifts, I don't need to see your kid open their gifts.
Yeah.
I took one picture.
Some things are better left to crazy. The family.
I took one picture and added and posted one picture. Every year I only post one picture, and it's right when my kids first sit down. And I take a picture of all three of them, and I post it, and it's something like, it begins, or, you know, this is the best part of being a mom and dad. And that's it. I leave it there. I don't show what my kids got, because, you know, some kids don't get really anything.
Well, that's
and, you
right.
Know,
that's right.
And some, and then you're making parents feel bad,
because
it's like, wow, look, they can do it for their kids. I can.
Right.
It's like, people don't need that shit, especially on Christmas. So I take the one shot. I really don't even have the gifts in the shot. You know what I mean? It's usually just the kids, and it's just a quick, you know, this is what it's all
it's
about.
It's a quick once over.
Yeah.
It's not looking my fucking whole life.
I think a lot of people like to just brag. They think they're bragging.
Yeah.
They look like assholes doing shit.
Well, they only post all the good shit.
There'll be like
lives.
Somebody on my thing. She's always got to get a ring in there and like the car, which you probably don't even own.
Yeah.
Or the house. It's not even hers.
Yeah. Like Jess got a lot of nice stuff this Christmas. She didn't post one thing.
No.
Because she's not that type of person. No. Like, look what my husband
it's
got me.
Respectable.
Like, she did it with the engagement ring and because.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
that's.
But that's different. You know what I mean? When you get engaged, I get it. And every now and then she'll, you know,
you grow
say
past
something
it,
little,
I mean,
but
whatever.
It's not constant and it's not like jammed down your throat because she's not.
That's annoying. Nobody wants to see that.
But she's
shit.
Not.
No one's business.
She's not a materialistic person either, and that's one of the best things about her is that she's not one of these girls that wants. So, like, for me, I'm like, she doesn't want, but I like to give. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it works out either way for her.
Watch your phone.
It works out either way for her, but she's never like, I want this bag, or I want these shoes, or I want this. Never once have I ever heard her say, I want anything, to be perfectly honest with you. And I love spoiling her just for that fact alone. Like, either way, I would because it's my wife and
of
I love her and that's just who I am. But
of course, but when they
it's
don't,
even better
yeah, when they don't
she's
ask,
not like
you know,
that.
When they don't ask, it is, you know, it makes it more gratifying.
Like, I got her a beautiful bracelet this year, right? Diamond bracelet, tennis bracelet.
Yeah.
She doesn't walk around going, hey, look what Rocky... At Christmas, she didn't, like, maybe to her mother, she'd be like, oh, look, Rocky got me this. And she's proud of what she got. It's not a matter of that. It's just she's not a flashy fucking person. Like,
you know when people get a new car and they put up, like, pictures of their new car?
Yeah.
I got a car, and I never said anything. And then people would go, like, I would see them and go, is that your car? I go, yeah, I got a new car.
Well, I posted when I got a new car.
Yeah, but I mean, they're like...
It was my first new car, though. Like, legit new car ever.
I was like,
so
no, I don't really... And they're like, why wouldn't you tell me? I'm like, why would I have to tell anybody?
Everybody's trying to be like, oh, I don't post too much. I don't post too much, I promise.
No, and I'm not trying to put anyone down for anything like that, but it's...
Facebook, then it goes to Instagram. It's the same exact post, and you got to, like, look at it. There's people on my thing that literally take pictures of their kids all day, going to... And I know for a fact I would fucking flip out if my mother was doing it all day.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't like putting my kids in the public eye like that. That's why
me
the
either.
Only place I post
I never do it.
Is on Instagram. And it's, again, it's a private account. So it's only people that I legitimately know looking at my kids that actually want to see my kids.
I have a girl that's on there. That the kid's in a doctor's office with a mask on. And he's like, she's taking pictures of him. I would have seen that, if I was married to that, and I went home, I would have fucking lost my mind. Why would you have to post that?
Wait, what did you post? What?
He put pictures, when a kid goes to the doctor and he's all hooked up to stuff,
he's
taking pictures of it.
No.
I swear to God.
Both of us, both me and Jess, you look at her Instagram too, and hers is public. There's almost no pictures of our kids because we just don't think it's right to have your kids out there. Like,
well, you put a picture up once in a while.
It's
that's
weird.
It.
No.
Yeah, like once in a while, like on their birthday, like I'll post a picture of my kid on their birthday and go, you know, wow.
I don't even like the kid on the freaking social media.
I told you. I hate. I had a picture of my niece. So I put it up. It's some guy.
Yeah, but I'm sure your niece has her own social media.
Yeah, she has an
Instagram, point,
but
so
she puts nothing up.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's not like, that's different because, she, like, Anna, like, I'll put her on there because she has her own anyway. Yeah. She's an adult. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sitting there putting my 5-year-old kid, though, constantly on
there.
Dude,
a guy kept inboxing me saying, she's beautiful. And I said, bro, I don't even know
what
the
fuck
you are. He was in a group, and I must have friended him, friend requested him. I said, bro, how many times are you going to tell me that? It's a little weird. I said, and then I was like, I'm looking. Now I'm, like, searching. Where the fuck does this guy live? Yeah. And I said, bro, like, one more time, and I know exactly where he lived in, like, Center Reach.
I don't know if he was trying.
You take things the wrong way. You don't know.
You don't know what the.
No, but you have every right to be like. She's what, 15?
No, she was younger at that.
Yeah, point. No, that's weird. That's weird.
And he's like writing hearts on a picture.
Oh
like,
my god, what the fuck?
I mean? Like,
yeah.
The heart emoji
yeah,
or some
no,
shit.
That's.
And I go, yo,
weird.
Now he's inboxing me. That's fucking weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, no, that's fucked up. Like,
but fuck that.
But see, that's why I like keeping my shit private because when I post pictures of me and Anna, it's usually like we went to the movie together. You know what I mean? So we're horror homies. We always go see a horror movie together. It's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
I've never once had anyone be a creep. Never once had anyone be like, man. Like, it's always just, hey, great picture of you guys, you know, da-da-da-da-da.
That's fucking disturbing.
Yeah, but, dude, you know what? How many pictures do you have of you and your mother when you were a kid?
Not many.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so, that's why I honestly always take pictures with her. Because I don't really have pictures, and when I'm gone, at least she has pictures of something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also now.
I don't have a picture of my, I don't really.
But now it's a lot easier for us, too. Back then, we had to actually own a camera, get the film, get it developed. Yeah. Like, it was a pain in the ass to get pictures.
Yeah, you had to fucking keep the Polaroid not dry.
Yeah.
You couldn't wet it.
That's why, like, I have books of me when I was a kid, you know, but it's. It's one book. Like, if we were to make books of the pictures we have our kids today, it'd be like an encyclopedia set. It'd be ridiculous.
I'll never forget the guy when I went. I told that story in the mall, and he must have knew my sister. And
okay.
He knew her, 'cause of my sister.
Go ahead, say it real quick.
And the guy was like, I told you. I don't know. He kept on going, I know you. And I'm sitting next to my niece, and I'm like, who's this guy talking to? And she's like looking, and he's looking. He's talking to her. He's looking right at her.
Yeah.
Like an older guy. So I'm going, and I like freeze up for a second. I'm not saying anything, and I'm just like staring at him. He just kept on saying, come here. And I just said, I fuck this. And I like took like a step, and she got in front of me, and she's like, don't kill him. And I said, what? I said, who the fuck? I said, who is that? And she's like, oh, well, you know his mom. I said, why wouldn't you tell me that? I know.
Hey, Doug Fox, I got 3 cats, bro. You saying I'm sensitive? You know why I like cats? Here's why I like cats. For one, they're very low maintenance. They're easy to take care of.
Very easy.
For two, they're not stupid like dogs. And all you dog people that love your fucking dog and they're a part of the family, fuck that. Because your dog is a retard, okay? At the end of the day, your dog is an idiot. It's a stupid, dumb animal that if I picked my nose and put it in front of it, it would lick it up. It eats its own shit. And if I was to rob your house, all I would have to do is drop a piece of meat. And it would be completely distracted as I fucking murder all of you and rob your house. Like, I'm not saying dogs are the worst.
And the cat would do what?
No, nothing. but my point is I don't sit there and act like cats are, like, better than dogs.
What you like.
But there's people out there that are like, fucking cats. It's like, dude, you like what you like. I like what I like. And I'm going to get a dog eventually. It's just you got to train them and you got to. A lot of people don't take care of their dogs the right way. That's what turned me off on dogs. I would go in someone's house and the fucking dogs
jumping
on me.
You got to walk them and stuff.
I hate it. And I would be like, dude, train your fucking dog. Or like you'd be like, get away from me. And they don't. And they just, even when the owner is like, hey, come here. And the dog just looks like an idiot and doesn't listen at all. People who didn't train and take care of their dogs made me really not like dogs.
Yeah, dogs are tough.
I think I'm just allergic to them. I like those bald cats.
And here's the thing about cats.
Those are cool.
Cats,
they get testicles.
They're not loyal to a fault. And what I mean by that is a dog will like anybody who walks in the room, no matter who it is. If it's a good dog, you know, mean dogs, I'm not talking about them. If it's a normal house dog, a stranger can walk in the house and that dog will be like, yay, look, a new person.
Yeah. Hey.
Cats, nah. You got to earn that shit.
Yeah.
My cat Banksy, nobody can go near that cat except me, my wife, Lewis kind of now, and Valentina.
Sometimes.
Anybody else, Banksy's like, get the fuck out of here and let you know. No, stay the fuck away from me. Richie's wife tried to pick her up one day and she's like, no, cats love me. Banksy swatted the shit out of her jumped out of a fucking
That's arms. Why I don't like not like cats, but I had like bad experience. Like, I'll never forget it. That happened to me. I didn't try to pick up the thing, but just didn't like it. It would hiss at me. And it just jumped on, like, clawing.
That's
me.
How Banksy is. You'll and walk going, by the oh, room, fuck, dude. And she'll fucking come out and just whap, 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 and swat at you. Yeah. And I'm like, good. Like, that's what I enjoy about cats, though. They make you earn that shit. Like, you can't
I've
just
never
walk
been
in.
A cat person up until I started. Yeah. When I started dating my wife brought a cat with her over. And I had my dog. She brought the cat over. The cat
you
and
had
the dog.
Bison at the time,
yeah,
right?
The cat and the dog actually wound up really liking each other, and I got hooked on the cat.
Well, you know what it is, too? Once you get a good cat that actually, like, lets you pet it and sits
good,
with you.
It was
you,
a good cat.
When
it,
you get a good cat,
slept with a, you know, it was
you know,
good.
They're awesome. I know, I know what people, you know, a lot, their impressions are that cats are shitty, and a lot of them are. Like, a lot of cats, even when you own them and you feed them and you take care of them, they'll still be like, I want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
There's cats out there that'll like that. I happen to have one cat that Banksy tortured and now hides, and we never see it because she literally is scared to come out.
Oh my
Bella,
God.
Though, everyone loves Bella. You love Bella. Like, she's the sweetest, like, lap cat. You could. She's awesome. She loves being around people. She's a fucking great cat. But you got to get that one cat that turns you on them, where you're like, all right, this is why people like cats. Because once you have one and it's purring in your lap and you're just chilling on the couch, it's very soothing and relaxing, and they're very affectionate.
Yeah.
They'll rub their head on you and shit, and they show you love, but you have to earn it with them. Yeah. With a dog, they're just like, I'm just happy to be here.
It's just free.
Yeah, anybody can walk in and I'll love them.
When he's fucking cat shit in the cereal, and he's like,
yes, that part is so funny.
Funky. He flips it, and then he starts eating it again.
Oh, my God.
Get in the litter box.
I could picture us doing that skit and you being that guy with the fucking cereal and shit. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so funny.
What was another good one?
You have to see that what he's talking about.
I know. I vaguely remember.
So funny.
This is old. Like, Demi Moore was in it, and like, and Bobcat. And
One Crazy Summer. One of my best
with
laughs.
The dog with the dog.
Yeah, the dog with the comb. One of my best laughs, though, is from that movie when Bobcat's sitting there with the guy, and he's like, we used to know this one fat kid, and he would get picked on. And the guy looks at him and goes,
why are you so fat?
Were you that fat kid? He goes, hell no. I beat the shit out of him. And I go, why are you so fat? Why are you so fat?
Egg in that movie?
That
name Egg in that movie?
I think so.
Like, no
but
way.
That part is one of my, like, greatest movie laughs. I remember watching that. It was probably like the fifth time I seen this movie, though.
Finally
that part caught me, and I was like, holy, that is the funniest, because know it's him.
Yeah, you know it's him.
But he was so like, no, that wasn't
he
me.
Fucking Godzilla out thing on. Yeah. I flicked the cigar in.
Oh, my God, yes.
Dude, for some reason.
Go watch One Crazy Summer.
Do you know for some, good luck, because do you know for some reason, that movie's extremely hard to find to watch anywhere.
Really?
Like, I've even tried to find it on the Fire Stick, and it doesn't come up.
Really?
For some reason, they have wiped this movie from the existence. I can't get it on DVD unless I'm paying like $50 to $100.
Yeah.
It's I don't know why. There's certain movies out there that for some reason or another, they kind of just disappear. Yeah, Bosco.
Bosco.
Dutch. You know the movie Dutch?
Yes.
Every now and then it comes on TV.
With Ed
O'Neill. Fucking fantastic movie.
But they don't stream it anywhere?
Thanksgiving movie, actually, by the way, too. It's not streamed. You can't get a DVD.
Yeah.
You can't get it's one of those movies that are just wiped. And it sucks because I didn't get it when I had the chance to, and now I can't. Same with One Crazy Summer. Like, I can't find this movie fucking anywhere, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite comedies.
Yeah, it's good.
He's like, I'm glad to be back in the club of Tokyo. I can remember little parts. He was playing he's in Godzilla, and he's on fire.
Yeah.
And he's like, he was screaming something.
No, that movie's fucking hilarious. The fat guy who keeps getting farted on, he gets buried in the beach.
For some reason or another,
he gets fucking farted on by the big fat guy.
And
then
the
animations. The animations are great.
Yeah.
It's a good fucking movie.
The Ferrari, they fucking cut in half
I love
for the
that
boat.
One, but they all flip him the bird afterwards.
Great movie.
Another good movie was One Crazy... No.
The one with John Cusack.
Oh, with John Candy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Yeah. That one's on TV all the time, actually.
I used to watch that movie constantly.
Yeah.
I picked Great Outdoors over that one.
That was another
good one. Yeah, I love the Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a quick death match. I thought of this one the other day. I wanted to bring it up. Snake from Stand By Me.
Snake is
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland's character.
Or
okay.
Dally from The Outsiders. Matt Dillon's character from The Outsiders.
Wow.
That's a good one, right?
You got to go Dally.
You think Dally?
Yeah. Dallas, he's a... I mean, He's proven. Those guys are tough, man.
Yeah, but he was also dumb. He was reckless. He was a wild. So was Snake. Yeah. Snake was reckless too, but he was kind of smarter about it.
There was no action from him. Like there was no consequences.
But we
Dallas.
Heard about, you know, Snake. And the thing that pissed me off about Stand By Me was I always wanted to know the next day. Like, because he tells me, he's like, all right, LaChance.
Yeah.
You got me here.
Yeah.
But, like, there's tomorrow, and you're not going to have a gun.
Yeah, but when all that shit settled, like, all the chips fell how they were gonna, and that was it, I guess.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
Snake seems like the guy who needs to get his fucking, his, you know,
his comeuppance.
Yeah. Or Ace. Was his name Ace?
Ace, yeah,
Ace. Ace, not Snake. Why do you think Snake? One of his friends was Snake, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, but Ace, that's it. Ace or Dally. And, you know, I always was like, dude, LaChance, tomorrow Ace is still going to be around.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he's going to look for fucking, you pulled a gun in his face.
Yeah.
What do you guys think would be, like, the most funny comedy in the 80s?
Arthur.
Oh, you always say
hands
that.
Down.
What would you think after that?
What, in the 80s?
Yeah.
Coming to America's up there.
That's it. Was that 80s?
It was, yeah, 88 or 89. Vacation is the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Vacation.
Yeah. I would say I love European Vacation.
Oh, man.
Over regular?
I love regular Vacation,
it was,
too.
It was tits,
but European was awesome.
No way, dude. Yeah, I don't like European.
I think he's a fucker. He's like, yeah.
I don't like the kids in it. I don't like the people who play the kids in it. Like, I don't
no,
like
that's
European
that's the funniest
vacation.
Part. Those freaking kids are a mess. Like,
I didn't like it.
Let's go find your sister.
Yeah, Vegas and European don't exist to me.
That was with Ed, right? Yeah, Ed, that's... When the aunt died, that was European vacation? No.
That's
no, that
the,
was the
regular
one.
Vacation. When, yeah. When Aunt Agnes, is it?
Yeah.
Or Edna.
Well,
Aunt
Christmas.
Edna.
Christmas. I watched Christmas Vacation on Christmas.
Yeah, that's
that
do.
Was awesome.
See, we watched. Oh, real quick. Funny story, actually. Got my kids all Red Ryder BB guns, right?
Yeah.
All of them. Even the five-year-old. We got her a little, you know.
Did you watch Christmas Story?
So in the morning, when we were, because we let them open everything, and then there was the packages sitting off to the side.
Yeah.
And we planned it that way. We were like, we're going to save that for last. I'll open them last.
Last,
yeah,
last
yeah, yeah.
Story.
So I'm like, hold up. I want to put the TV on. Let me put on TBS, because I knew Christmas Story was going to
be. Of course.
On. I put it on, and I shit you not. It's literally the part where Ralphie's getting his, like, couldn't have timed it
yeah.
any better.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. I was like, talk about perfect fucking timing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You
and
know
then,
anybody that makes a big deal that they got the, I got to get my kids Nerf guns. Like, it's like they're buying them like a grenade.
And a great thing about the BB guns, too, one last thing. I was kind of like iffy on how my kids would be. I know Anna would like it. She's a country girl.
Yeah.
But my two others, Valentina's not there yet. She's like, she hasn't even touched hers.
Of course.
But Lewis, I was like, hey, you want to go out back and shoot? And he was like, yeah. And then he was into it. Like, and I was like, awesome. Like,
yeah.
I'm happy that, like, he's a boy like that. That, like, he's into the BB gun. He
yeah.
likes shooting it. You know what I mean? Like, he
yeah.
was into it.
That's awesome.
You know, he can't shoot for shit yet, but yeah. I kept having to tell him, put it on your shoulder. He kept putting it up here.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, dude, see that curve? It's meant to be in
yeah.
here. And he's getting the hang of it, and you know, but he loved it. I was like, all right,
that's
I'm happy
cool.
about
we
that.
I remember when my friend got a pistol, and we were, like, fucking in his there was, like, houses in the back. So we'd start shooting at
like
20 the trees,
times.
But we were shooting at the door. We would say we're shooting at trees.
Yeah.
We were shattering the fucking guy's window.
Oh, no.
They called the cops.
Oh,
man. Fucking ran
How
out.
Old were you doing this?
Oh, God, probably early teens.
Oh, you fuck.
Color out of Spate was cool, Derek Hance. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. We're running super late. Thanks for everybody checking us out. Last show of the year. Have a happy new year, everybody.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us on the brand... And you're listening to the podcast over there. We're live every Tuesday night. Super Ugly Show on YouTube. Go subscribe. Hit that notification bell. We're live Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can interact in the chat. Call in the show even if you want. So check us out. RussosBrand.com. Go subscribe. You got 2 days left to get a free month. So go to Russo's Brand and go subscribe. Opie Radio. Check out the Opster. Wherever you get your podcasts. And look up Opie Radio and subscribe to the Opie Radio podcast. It's a lot of good shit. And, yeah, hit the like button. Leave
thanks
a comment.
For my gift, Russo and Vince. Thank
and,
you.
Rich,
thank you.
StatementGames.com. Go to Statement Games and play some free prop betting. You can win real prizes, cash gift cards, memorabilia, shit like that. You can pay to play, but you don't have to, and you can still win. Ask Big Josh Hankel. He won a prize over there. And stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage is up next. We'll see you next. We'll see you next year, 2021. Everything's gonna be better now, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Instantly, at the stroke of midnight, everything's gonna be fixed. All right, guys. We'll see you next Tuesday. Peace.
Yeah, I was actually sick.